listeners. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM. The program focuses on out of this world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program. And today we're very grateful to have Gwyneth McCann, who's the world's best neurologist. She'll be coming on in a few minutes. The Out of This World program is the fastest growing psychic and metaphysical radio program in the United States. And we now have listeners in over a dozen different countries, from Canada to the United Kingdom to South Africa to South America and into Australia. I wanted to say before we start to send my thoughts and prayers are going out to the Seattle Pacific families from yesterday's tragic shooting here in Seattle. And I want to thank the heroism of John Meese for saving an entire community with his heroic efforts. In addition, I'd like to ask all of my listeners here in the United States and abroad to send good thoughts and good wishes to Susan Miller in New York. She's one of the world's best astrologists, and she hasn't been feeling well, and I know your thoughts and prayers would really help her. Also, another friend of mine, Dr. Stanley Monteith, who was on the program a few months ago, has been diagnosed with cancer, and if you could send your good thoughts to him, I know that would help. Just before this show, 12 noon to 1 o'clock, is Susan Harmon's wonderful spirituality and social justice show. And from 1 to 2, just before this show, as well as Sarah Wiseman's spiritual show, and I urge your listeners to both to listen to those shows as well. Today we have a split show that I guarantee will be really out of this world. From now till 3 o'clock, we'll be speaking with Gwyneth McCants. And from the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., we will have Lee Moorhead, one of the best psychics on the East Coast. Gwyneth, are you there?
Of course I am.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I wanted to tell my listeners that we're very grateful and fortunate to have Gwyneth on the show today. She's been studying numerology for over 21 years. Her unique method is based on the Pythagoras number system, which is more than 2,500 years old. She has evaluated over 21,000 personal numerology charts and is the author of the best-selling book, Gwyneth Has Your Number, which has been translated to over 15 different languages throughout the world. Her website, if you'd like more information about Gwyneth and her wonderful work, is www.numberslady.com. She's been on many talk shows, including the Dr. Phil Show, Dr. Oz, The Today Show, CBS The Talk, Entertainment Tonight, and The View. She's just done amazing, amazing work, and she says her mission is to educate and simplify what this particular science is about so everyone can use it and change their lives for the better. What a wonderful goal, Gwyneth. Welcome to the show, and welcome to Seattle. I'm so glad you could come on today.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here, and I wanted to say that after Gwyneth Has Your Number, I wrote Love by the Numbers, which is a fabulous book to help people understand each other in relationships, whether it's your love relationship, it could even be in business, but it really tells you who people are by the numbers, and that's another source that they can refer to.
Oh, how nice. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, I don't think before you popularized this particular field, many people probably didn't realize the powerful impact that numbers do have on their lives, and there's definite meaning to it, isn't it? I mean, from your work and what you found.
Absolutely true. What happened with me, I would tell you, I did not pick numerology. Numerology picked me. And let me say quickly to them, what is numerology? It's a science of numbers. It is 2,500 years old. Pythagoras is the famous mathematician who created it, and the belief was that everything in the universe has vibration, but especially true for people. And that's why when you meet someone and say, oh, I like this person, or you meet someone else and say, okay, that person just drained me. That's numbers. Mm-hmm. You just didn't know it. And what happened with me years ago when I first started studying, I only went because my heart was broken, and this woman explained it was numbers, that the guy was toxic to me, but I was very compatible to his mother and sister, and I was giving him credit for that good feeling I had when I walked in the house, but it wasn't him, it was them.
Oh, how funny.
And by learning that, I was able to let it go, and this is after 2 years of agony. Like, he was my first love, my heart was broken, I was over it. So then I picked up the book. And I found once I learned the basic numbers 1 through 9, I could read anybody. And that's when I realized, oh, this is a calling. You see, I'm actually a 3 in numerology. 3s are here to motivate and uplift other people. and that's what I do day in and day out.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, the way you do it, to ask some elementary questions, Gwyneth, please forgive me.
Yeah.
If you take someone's birth date, is that right? And then use that as a basic number to determine?
Well, here's how it goes. The most important number, and again, for those listening, they can go to numberslady.com and look up their life path so they know that they're
Good.
Doing it correctly. But
mm-hmm.
we'll use Tom Hanks as the example. His birthday is 7/9/1956. So
All
what
right.
you do is you take that full date of birth and reduce mm-hmm. it to one digit. So 7 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 6 becomes 37. Keep going.
Okay.
3 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. The 1 is someone who strives to be number one at what they do. Well, you've seen how successful Tom Hanks has been in his career.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, well, what's more interesting is Tom Cruise is a 1, Nicolas Cage is a 1, Sean Connery, Jack Nicholson. Hello, every top talent in Hollywood.
Well, I've heard the Prime Minister of China also is a 1.
I would believe that. Yeah, that would make
yeah.
sense. Now, what's interesting is Putin, who's obviously taking over the world right now, Vladimir Putin, he's
right.
a 7 life path, and I would say 7's either thank God or think they're God. Now, who do you suppose yeah. he thinks he is?
Interesting. Very Isn't interesting
it?
Point.
Mm-hmm.
How about if someone has a birth date of 11/2/1954, hypothetically?
And hypothetically would be you?
Hypothetically, yes.
Don't ever forget that part of who I am. let me say something about psychic, by the way, because that, mm-hmm. that word itself gets such a bad rap because
mm-hmm.
so many people are fake or charlatans,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Psychic is everybody. Like, we're all psychically in tune. It's just some of us are more gifted with it. Like, I
True.
Found when I started looking at numerology, and I had your numbers, you could run, but you couldn't hide. Like, I can just see who you are when I look at those numbers. So that birthday, assuming that is yours, Ted,
11/2/1954,
right.
Right.
born
mm-hmm.
on a
in the
day,
last century.
It's intuitive. It means gut instinct. If you trust your gut instinct, it does not fail you. It's when you overthink it that you regret it. And then
mm-hmm.
your life path is a 5, which means never a dull moment. Like, you get restless. So I gotta go, gotta do. And when it comes to the Internet, I would think you'd love the Internet because of the information highway element. Like,
mm-hmm.
you seek knowledge. You've got the 4 attitude, which is starving for the information. It's like, what else can I learn? Every time you
mm-hmm.
learn something new, you feel alive.
Well, isn't that interesting? I went to college for a million years. I ended up with five
mm-hmm.
4 degrees in 5 different subjects, and I'm still learning, except in the spiritual
right.
area now.
Well, now, what's funny about that, because you have a 4 attitude, one of the things I would say, like in my book, it would say, be careful not to become a permanent student.
Oh,
you see?
Interesting.
Because you're loaded with information, so you have to pour it out. Like a teapot that's full, you have a lot to give. You have a
mm-hmm.
lot to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you make the world a better place.
Interesting. Interesting. I want to give out our phone numbers here. Is it okay if we take calls later? Not now, but a little later?
Of course.
Okay. Good. Good. The studio line will be taking calls in about 20 minutes is area code 425-373-5527 or toll-free within Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569. I just want to take this opportunity to tell people who are just tuning in that you're listening to the Out of This World radio show with your host, Ted Marr, and Glennis McCants, one of the world's best numerologists. I'm sure people have all kinds of questions about what the different life path numbers mean. If you were going through 1 to 9, what would be the characteristics of each number, if that's not too much to ask?
No, but let me also say again, for those listening, if they go, I just can't figure out how mine works, if they literally can click on the menu link at numberslady.com where it
mm-hmm.
says, what is your life path, so that they can do this. But my fast food version of each
mm-hmm.
number, when you reduce to a 1, a 2, a 3, 1 is striving to be the best at what they do, very self-motivated. The 2 is the love number. You know, I would say I'm a lover, not a fighter. That's the 2. They really want to connect in a warm, loving way. The 3 is the communicator and also the natural comedian. It's very common if you have a 3 in your chart, especially your birthday chart, that you're funny. Humor is a part of who you are. The mm-hmm. four is seeking knowledge and the natural teacher. Like, once they learn it, they can teach others. Maya Angelou had several fours in her chart. And just think how many lives she changed with her knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And the number five is, well, one, it's an entertainer, but it's never a dull moment. They just like music and going somewhere new. That song, On the Road Again, that would mm-hmm. be good for the five. They like to see what's out there. The six is in charge of what they do. Like, they're not good working under someone else. Very common to become a parent. Like, if they mm-hmm. are a parent, they strive to be the best parent they can be. Mm-hmm. Seven is a spiritual number, which asks the big questions, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? That's what they're seeking. Mm-hmm. Eight is money. Like, how do I establish financial security? So there's two types of eights. Either make money and put it in the bank because you're afraid to spend it, or it slips through your fingers. So you have to find your balance. That's your life lesson. The mm-hmm. number nine is the old soul number. Like, when it's a little person who's a nine, they know things beyond their year. And the mm-hmm. nine must learn to let go of the past, because they're the ones, if they have emotional scars from the past, it's hard for them to be in the moment and be happy. The other thing I have to bring up are master numbers, because there are mm-hmm. people out there obsessed with master numbers. Mm-hmm. That would be, let's say you're born the 11th or the 22nd, and then your birthday might reduce to an 11 before it becomes a 2, or a 22 mm-hmm. before it comes a 4. I would mm-hmm. say this. Living in your master number energy is very hard, meaning mm-hmm. if you're living in that high-frequency vibration, it can cause panic attacks, it can cause stress. Mm-hmm. It can also mm-hmm. cause a voice that says, I just can't do good enough. You see, it's like you beat yourself up if anything goes wrong. So I sure. invite people to embrace that one digit, that the 11 is also the 2. The 22 is also the 4.
Hmm. Fascinating, mm-hmm. fascinating. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a single guy, and when I date, should I always ask my date to see what her numerology number is? And
of
then
course.
So.
First of all, you're not going to settle down with just anyone. A five, I call five the road runner. They don't just settle down. They can't. I mean, the fives that get married early usually get divorced, so it's better for them to take their time anyway. But mm-hmm. what you're looking for is an intellectual equal, like someone who knows something. And even if they know something you don't know, you get very excited. It's like, wow, that's amazing. And
right.
yes, she has to be attractive, because the five has an opinion of what things look like. You like when people mm-hmm. make an effort. Nice mm-hmm. smile, bright eyes, you know, all of that. Mm-hmm. That matters
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating.
And you will not be controlled. You know, the five life path, if you had someone going, where are you going? What time are you back? You'd run for your life.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm definitely a free spirit. Mm-hmm. Well, if you had, you talk about toxic numbers.
Yes.
What kinds of numbers would be, if you had a five life path, would you look for? Well,
Grasshopper, that's when I'd say you have to buy the book, because I don't give all of that away. Yes.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Ask a yeah. silly question, get a silly answer. Okay.
Right. But let me tell you, it's really obvious when the energy is a challenge, and I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one example. Now, because you happen to be born on a 2 in your 5 life path, you can be very self-critical. Like, sometimes you're your own worst enemy. Have you noticed that?
Yes, that's true.
Well,
absolutely.
Okay, so mm-hmm. coincidentally, as a 5 life path, if you met a 2 life path, that's not going to be compatible to your energy, because
mm-hmm.
I said the 2 needs love, and the 5 needs no one. Do you see the problem? So one party is like, oh, I want a relationship. Another part's like, uh-oh, am I stuck? Am I trapped? What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what challenge feels like. It's when people misunderstand each other. Now, here's the beauty of how I wrote these books. I say if you're in a relationship where you have challenged numbers, you can learn more about their energy and communicate in a new way so that they can hear you, and you can actually coexist better with anybody. Which I think is very important.
Do you think President Obama needs that with Vladimir Putin right now?
It'll never happen. Never, never, never. Here's the problem there. Yeah, you know, coincidentally, you know, Obama happens to be a 2 life path, which he's a master number 11/2, which means he, you know, does feel called to do what he feels is correct. And what he mm-hmm. wants, it's like peacemaker, not looking for conflict. Well, here's the problem. When you're president, you don't get that luxury, because
right.
conflict's out there. You can find a way to communicate, but mm-hmm. conflict's out there. We can't, example, those five terrorists that were released for the one deserter, Here's the problem with that story. They're terrorists who want us dead. Releasing them was probably a massive mistake. And if you ask me, will we see what happens with that? Absolutely. Will we deal with those men again? Absolutely. So that's what I mean. I think Obama has the right intent. He tries, but he's dealing with people that are not like him. They're not going to compromise. They don't care about peace.
Yeah, they're not exactly going to go home and just sit around and drink coffee and eat donuts.
Yeah. Can you imagine them say, hey, thanks for letting me out. That was swell. No. So we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, I just, it's a funny thing. Now, I could tell you this. I said in the month of May, because, you know, energy is in our dates. Like, the month has energy. Each day has energy. I was concerned about the month of five for the president because I say the five is a challenge to the two, and the five promoted chaos. Well, you saw a lot of chaos happen politically in this past month, like the VA stuff. Just a lot of things coming up.
Absolutely.
So that's what I mean. And I will also tell you there's a thing called world number. 2014, when you break it down, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 4 is 7. And 7 is, it's a spiritual number. But I almost want to say you can run, but you can't hide in this year. Meaning if you're up to something, you will be revealed. That's what this year is about.
It's interesting you say that because Susan Miller, an astrologist out of New York, John Hope, an Nostradamus scholar, and Dr. Lewis Turry, another well-known psychic, have all said that this year is a year of truth.
And you know what it is? The seven is just honest. It just tells you how it is. It doesn't edit. It just tells you.
You know what's fascinating, Glynis, is that you're all approaching it from different perspectives. Dr. Lewis is a psychic. John Hull is a Nostradamus scholar, and Susan Miller is an astrologist. But you're all saying the same thing from different perspectives.
And I'll tell you why that is. Because the truth is the truth. You can go at it a different way, but the conclusion should be the same.
Isn't that profound? Absolutely, that's true. That's true.
And if you're gifted with your tool, you should end up at the truth.
Right.
But I'll tell you something else about this year that's really interesting. In January, I do Coast to Coast Radio with George Norrie. And we talked about, he always wants my projection of the year. I said, the year of seven's also nature. I said, Mother Nature is going to speak up this year, and you will listen. Well, have you ever seen so many natural disasters as we're dealing with this year?
And look at Fukushima.
That's what I mean. What about, we had the mudslide in Washington.
Of course.
We had the Sherpas who got killed by the avalanche, 16 of them. We have the Malaysian plane. Where the heck's the plane, would you kindly tell me?
I have some ideas. I've heard some pretty strange ideas. But
my guess is you don't think it's underwater.
Well, I've heard various things. Ed Pinks was on my show a couple of months ago.
I don't think it's underwater. How about that?
Okay.
I do not. So more will be revealed.
Well, I.
But the
I've
point
heard,
is, that's the year. Uh-huh. Think of it this way, Ted. It's the year of mystery. That's a big mystery, isn't it?
Interesting. Well, I have heard various stories from my psychic friends that it was actually in another dimension and another planet, Earth-like planet, far off. And those people on the plane are now living out the rest of their lives because it wasn't their karmic time to pass on. And they were caught in some sort of vortex and shifted off to another dimension. That's one story I've heard.
You can have this story from me. I think it's in a Middle Eastern country, and they're eating In-N-Out burgers as we speak. No. I actually do not think the passengers are alive. I do not. I think that when the plane went up 45,000 feet, I think that was to put them to sleep, and that those people died. But the plane, I think, may very well be intact. It's possible. And I think the crew, you know, they knew what they were doing. So it's just sad. Listen, I'd be the first to be thrilled to say, even though it's all tragic, show me a suitcase. You know, show me something. Mm-hmm. Show me part of the plane, but that's not what we've seen here.
Sure.
And by the way, if the NSA knows every move we make, don't tell me they don't know where the plane went.
Well, that's true.
Right?
So, that's true.
Well, we'll look forward to getting the answer. But what I like in the bigger picture is the world number seven does promote the mystery, and that is a mystery like no other right now.
Interesting, interesting. I have a lot more questions for you, Glynis, but I thought we'd take a break quickly and just want to say this is KKNW, 1150 AM, broadcasting from the studios of Bellevue, Washington. We have on the air Glynis McCants, who's one of the world's foremost numerologists. Glynis, would you have time for a quick call?
Of course.
All right. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and take our first caller.
All right, we've got Megan on the line from Seattle.
Hello, Megan. Welcome to the show. I hope you have a out-of-this-world experience.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And Glynis, I've heard you at night with George, so glad to get on.
Yes.
Everyone's doing great.
His birthday was the other day. Did you catch that, Megan?
Yes, I did. That was
did
great.
Did you catch us singing the song?
Oh, yes.
That was hysterical. I had me and my husband sing happy birthday to George, Ted.
That was sweet.
It was very
I caught that. That was funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was born 7/26/1958, and I believe I'm a 2, and I'm just wondering if I have that right, and maybe...
Yeah, I would say, let me just check something here, just from that 7/26/1958 to see if that's probably a master number 11 before it becomes the 2,
oh,
Megan.
Okay, okay.
But I'm going to check to make sure that's the case, because you could also be a 22.
Oh.
Okay. So what it means is you are, I feel sorry for people who think they can lie to you. That's the first thing I want to say. Because you see right through them. Is that true for you?
Yeah, a lot of times I think
oh,
so.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. And one of your lessons, because you're born on an 8-day, you can be very direct. And sometimes when you hurt someone's feelings and you didn't mean to, or when you feel misunderstood, it feels hurtful to you.
Yeah.
Like you walk away going, gosh, that's not what I meant. I was just being honest. And I always say that honesty is still an art form. You can tell your truth, but you still have to pick your words carefully.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 6 is your attitude. Did you have kids?
No.
Would you have pets that wear clothes?
I lost my pet. That just
well, you need to get another one, Megan.
Okay.
You need that unconditional love that an animal can provide.
Oh,
very important. Was it a cat or dog?
A cat.
How are you putting up with a life without a purr? Are
I
you
know.
Crazy?
It's hard. Well,
Megan,
I've been in transition with having to move, and so I thought, ooh, until I get.
Megan, pardon me for interrupting. Your kitty is right there with you,
oh,
and
I
has never
it.
Left after she passed on. So I just want to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
Right
but Megan, I'd
you.
Still say get another one too.
Okay.
Because
absolutely.
I think it's so good to have that sweet energy purring and loving you. And one last thing, you're in a personal year of 4, and 4 is a time to learn. It's a time to pick up your book. You know, whatever it is you feel you don't know, it's a good time to educate yourself. Are you working on that this year at all, Megan?
I reckon. Well, I always try to you know, keep on the learning edge, you know, every day. But what's been preoccupying me is just a real move transaction, because I've been in the same house now for almost 30 years, and it's going to be a total flip of the coin having to make that change. So I'm really trying to keep on a positive note about that and hope everything works
well.
Well,
I would say also, you know, what we think is what we manifest, right? So if you were willing to commit to doing like affirmations to attract more love and health in your life, that would be really smart for you, Megan.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. Well, thank you so much, and so good to talk to you, and I'm going to get out there and get your book.
Okay, super. You will love it.
Well, thank you, and thanks for the show.
Glynis, I have to ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind. Yesterday was a very tough day for Seattle. We had a shooting at Seattle, a tragic shooting at Seattle Pacific University, and one student was killed. The number for yesterday, does that have a particular numerical significance?
Yes, it does. It does. Okay. Just like unfortunately this year there's been so much acting out. It just feels so deliberate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
every time you turn around, it's another university, it's another campus. I don't know if you watched the other guy who did it at Santa Barbara, the one who was the director's son. Did you watch that video?
I didn't, but I heard about it.
Well, you should watch it because he's ridiculous. What's happening? And how old was the guy who did what happened yesterday? How old? Do you know?
I think he was 27 or 26. I'm not sure.
Because what I am finding, and this, of course, needs to shift, but, you know, kids growing up right now are desensitized. They don't even stop to consider. Everything's fake to them. It's like
right.
playing the pinball machine, but all the the games they're playing with the shooting, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all a game in their head. They've lost sight of real, what it means to hurt someone, the pain that people have. And a part of this, I believe, goes back to parents not disciplining kids. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's the big thing. Hey, don't spank them.
Sure.
Don't do this. Don't do that. But there's something happening that has to shift in our society. And here's the other proof. When we talk about, okay, remove guns, well, what about all the stabbings? Are we going to remove knives, too?
Right.
We have a real problem, and it's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. But, yes, yesterday in numerology, there was it was a five energy day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A five promotes drama. Like, it makes you feel like a movie. It doesn't feel real. And that's what happened. It was surreal, right? Isn't that what people said?
Right, right.
Like, they couldn't believe it was happening. The other thing, because the attitude of the day, you take month and day, reduce it to one digit. 6 + 5 = 11. 1 + 1 = 2. The 2-5, I told you, that energy has duality in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's a date, like 9-11, 2001, that also had the 2-5 in it. So, yeah, I look for number patterns when something like this happens.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. If someone has a life path year of number of 3, what was that again? I remember you mentioned that.
The 3s are here to motivate and uplift other people. They are the natural communicator.
I see.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So if you had hypothetically,
if you want to talk about a dark side of 3, I mean, it all depends on who you're talking about, right? Because a 3 is a very light energy. I mean, it's about having humor and full of life. The dark side of 3 is if they did get in trouble, they act like they're literally in a movie. Like, I call that's an actor's number. That's an Oscar winner. Oscar Pistorius, the guy who killed Riva in South Africa, he's a 3 life path. And
really?
I'm sure the night when he shot through the bathroom door, he wasn't considering the repercussion that, oh, my gosh, I hit her. Do you see?
Wow. Yeah,
and that's why he can't stop crying about it in the courtroom.
Fascinating, fascinating. Yeah, I have a friend with the birth date of 11/8/1954, and I did the numbers quickly. That works out to a 3, and she once majored in theater. And I thought, that's perfect. And she's very uplifting and supporting and also full of life. So it's interesting how much you can tell from someone like that. I mean, from the numbers.
But you said, did you just say 11/8/1954?
Right.
Just so you know, that becomes a 2.
Oh, you're kidding. Maybe I read it.
No.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's easy to get the numbers wrong. Trust me. I've done this for over 21 years.
Okay.
But let me show you how it works. 1 + 1 + 8 = 10. Reduce it to one digit. 1 + 0 = 1. 19 gives you a 1 because 1 + 9 = 10. 1 + 0 = 1. So 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 9 = 11. 1 + 1 = 2. So this person's a 2. But let me tell you, if you said to me, are 2s and 3s similar in energy? Absolutely. Because the 2 is loving. And when they care about you, you know it. They're very sincere about it. They're very genuine. So that's what you're picking up as well.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
If you gave me a name, here, what people need to know, we're doing fast food numbers today. But if you took a name, first and last name of someone, and reduced it to the 3 digits, she might have 3s in her name. And that's what you feel in her.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah,
well,
it's
I really
not just the birthday.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to give you her name over the air.
I'm going to pick it up psychically. Her name's Wolfgang Schneiderklutz. Am I right? But
it
my
is.
Point
You're
is,
right.
Yes, there are 3 numbers in a name. So here's an example. She might be 393. And that would be her name numbers. And that means because there's double 3, you'd pick it up and go, ooh, I know that about her.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Sure.
Right.
Sure. Sure. And when you have, like, I have 2 names, Ted Marr or Theodore Amar. Do you go what's your normally use, or
well,
do you go with the full name?
Here's what I tell you. There's a thing called destiny number, and you only get a destiny number from the full birth certificate name reduced to 1 digit. But then the first and last name you go by today are the most revealing vibrations when people meet you, because you'll say, hi, I'm Ted. And if you're Ted Marr, that's energy they're experiencing when they meet you. So no matter what was on that birth certificate name, it's like an onion that has a layer. That layer is further back when people meet you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you go by Ted Marr normally? How do you spell Marr? Is it M-A-R-R?
M-A-H-R.
Okay, hold on. Ted.
Okay.
Mahar, M-A-H-R.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look real quick here. Each letter has a number. That's what I'm doing, 6.
Oh, interesting.
6, 9, 7, 9, 4. So you have a 6 in your soul. Now, were you married in the past?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm.
And did you have kids back then?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because you have a 6 in your soul. That means you do make people feel rescued, Ted.
Mm.
Like rescuing the damsel in distress. When someone's in trouble, you do step up to help. Isn't that a natural thing for you to do?
I do. I've done it many times before.
Yeah, you can't help it. I mean, that's just who you are. And that's, by the way, going back to the shootings yesterday, that's what breaks your heart. You know, part of you thinks, gosh, could I have helped? You know, is there anything I could have done? Because it's so heartbreaking to see that. That kind of injustice. There's no reason for it.
Right.
All right, let me see.
Right.
3, 7, 9. I'm just checking. Then you also have a 4 personality. So that tells me even though you're really spontaneous, you also have a very logical side to you. Like part of you goes, A plus B must equal C. Have you seen that in yourself?
Many times. Every day.
Yeah. So isn't that funny? That, I mean, especially because obviously you must be psychically in tune or you wouldn't have told the woman about her cat. And I think, by the way, that comes from the 2. You were born on the 2 day. But it also tells me you educate yourself enough to get this. Like, you probably do meditation. Do you do yoga? Do you do any of that?
I meditate every day. I've actually been, my foster mother was a master psychic, and she taught me how to contact the other side. I've been doing it for 20 years now. So.
Right. Right. And I'm sure you realize that 10 years of doing anything makes you an expert. So you're an expert times 2.
Well,
there you go. But yeah, that's what I see in you. So now that also tells me sometimes you have a voice that says, if I can't do it perfectly, I don't want to do it.
That's true.
And that's a voice you have to say thank you for sharing and just do it anyway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks. One interesting thing I have to ask you, Glynis, and I'm sure you could give us all some valuable information on it. Do your personality types and your numbers that you have attract the same? Do I, for example, as a 5 life path, would I attract other 5 life paths? Is that
And I'll give you a basic thing that's called a natural match connection.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
natural match means just easy. Like, it's someone you know and you could lift an eyebrow and know what each other's thinking. You wouldn't even have to talk.
Sure.
So there are 3 packs of natural match categories. 1, 5, 7, they're considered the mind numbers. That means they're very cerebral. So you fall into that. So if you met a 1 life path, a 5 life path, a 7 life path, you're going to feel a connection when you talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
2, 4, 8, they're business-minded. Like, they're the ones who are looking for security. So 2 life path, 4 life path, 8 life path. And then the numbers 3, 6, 9. 3 life path, 6 life path, 9 life path. They are creative-minded numbers.
Oh,
now, when you break down your own chart, chances are you're going to find, you know, 1 number from each category at some point, which is good. Because it means you're going to have a piece of all of it. You know, you're not just one thing, but your life path determines what will make you happy. And what I see in your life path, you need freedom. That's the big word for you. Freedom to come and go. Freedom to travel. Freedom to meet all kinds of people. Just, you're fascinated with what's on the planet, but you're also a celebrator of life. So you like to make people feel celebrated. That's a part
that's
of you,
true.
Too. So that's how
I
it
do.
Works. But that's the basic.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, another question. I guess we can take this lots of interesting ways. Let's say you've got your home address. How does that affect your environment? Let's say if you lived at 666 Devil's Lane.
Well, this goes back to compatible versus challenge. If you, I am a 3, okay? A real 3. Double 3. Triple D, actually. But it's the joke there, Ted. A triple D joke. It's a boob joke, Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. It took me a minute. Yeah, sorry.
I know, darling. Your little 4 attitude was too busy being intellectual. Anyway.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out the mistakes I made in the edition earlier, but anyway.
I know. And I looked at it. If I wrote it down right, that's what happened.
Well.
But here's what I would tell you. Home energy. Let's say you are someone who wants a relationship, but you're living in a house of 1. 1 encourages you to be independent and by yourself. So that's not going to help you attract somebody. And I have found statistically a lot of people who get divorced move into a house of one or an apartment that's a one. And I think it's good while you're healing to be by yourself. But then when you're ready for love, it's time to get back out there. I actually have a chapter in my book where I teach you to alter the energy of the home by adding a number to the door, inside of the door, and it changes vibration, which is great. But another example, let's say you are a three like I am, and three is social, and I move into a house of seven. The house of seven is a house of study, but it's a quiet house. It's like a house of the loner. Well, that wouldn't be good for me because I'm more social than that. So I can alter the energy to make it better for me.
Interesting.
But a home can be toxic to you. Yes, it can. And a home can promote divorce.
Interesting. Interesting. That's, you know, that's an interesting comment. Fascinating, because how many times have you heard, and my listeners out there, have you heard about a couple who was very happy until they went to this one house or an apartment or whatever, and they had all kinds of problems? And I thought to myself, and I've often wondered whether there was the home environment itself, and you're saying it can be. It can have
an effect. It could be the home energy, yeah.
Fascinating.
I just counseled a girl who, she relocated with her boyfriend, and I mean, these two were madly in love. But they moved to San Francisco. That energy, even San Francisco itself, the energy was not compatible to them as a couple. And then they moved into a complex. Their apartment was a seven, which was not good for them. And it ruined their relationship. I mean, it has ended, and she is devastated. Here's what I would tell you about that. If you're aware of those things, you can still have a handle on it, like be more aware to say, okay, I can alter this. I can be aware that maybe there's a breakdown in communication, so maybe when I need to talk to my husband or whoever, we leave the house. We talk somewhere else, you know, so that we can be heard.
Interesting.
But boy, does it matter. I happen to live in a city right now because I married Charlie. I don't know if you know my story, but I picked my husband by the numbers. I did a dating site where I said, numerologist looking for a man who's really got my number, and that's how we met. Yeah, exactly. I ran numbers, and I knew he was one, and we've been together 12 years. But because he had his daughters, you know, he shared custody with his ex, I had to move up here, like to the location I'm now, which is not compatible to my numerology. But because it's his kids, it wasn't like I would say, oh, no, you can't be there. Do you know?
Sure.
So I made that sacrifice knowing that it was not ideal for me. The good news is it's very compatible to him. So it's and because I'm the numbers lady, I can alter this a little bit by being aware.
How funny.
Yeah.
Well, just quickly, we have quite a bit of time left on the program, but I always like to give this station announcement in case people are just tuning in. For those who are just tuning in, listening to Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr, and the world-famous numerologist, Glynis McCants. Our call-in number here, for those who'd like to call in and ask a quick question for Glynis, it's area code 425-373-5527, or toll-free within Western Washington, 1-888-298-5569. One thing interesting, Glynis, when you determine the number for a particular home, do you use the first digits of the address, or do you take the street name and then boil that down?
It always depends. I mean, like my home energy is 556 is the numbers that are in my address, so I would break down 556. But some people, you might live somewhere where it doesn't have a number. Like you might live on Oakland Street, and it's a really small area, so there's no number. And then you would break that down, because remember, the Pythagorean system also has a Pythagorean letter chart, where it takes each letter and makes it a number.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, if you had the numbers 5108, that would break, I think, I'm going to let you add them together.
Okay, 5108 is a house of five. Is that where the little you are?
Yes. Well,
you're living in your own energy. Well, what it means is never a dull moment. it's like a nonstop energy. It promotes you to keep thinking. It's very, there's a lot on your mind, you know. And how often are you there? Like, do you stay and then take off, or do you hang there?
I stay and take off constantly.
Yeah, you must, because that house says, unless there's a party in the house, you're not really supposed to be there, really. It's a house that likes celebration. It's like, where are you going? What are you doing? It's an energy home. It is.
But
it is compatible to you, which matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not stopping you from achieving your dreams.
Interesting, interesting. But, yeah, I give a lot of money to the oil companies driving around from here, different places.
Yeah.
Well, Glennis, we have 50 callers on the line. Would you mind taking 20 of those? No, just
don't. Well, you know what? I could. It's called fast food numbers. If you told me a certain amount of time, we'll whip through those calls. Like 30 seconds. I'm not kidding.
Okay, well,
I'm really good at that.
According to my clock here, we've got 15 minutes, roughly 15, 16 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But let's go ahead Eric, let's take the first call.
Let's do a couple of them.
Yeah, let's do a couple of them.
All right, let's talk to Renee in Seattle.
Hi.
Hello, Renee. Welcome to Out of This World. I hope you have an Out of This World experience.
Thank you. Hi. My question is, what kind of a year am I in?
And what's your birthday, Renee?
June 9th, 1951.
Okay, and just 1951. Ted, just so you know, the volume's really low on her. Like, it's hard for me to hear her.
Okay, Renee, could you
switch to a different phone and see if it helps?
Okay, we'll wait an hour for you to come back online.
Is that better?
Okay, Renee?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi. All right, here's what I would tell you, and this is really common. When people tune into a show, it's not uncommon for them to have numbers that are similar to the host or compatible, and in her case, she is a five life path. Let me confirm that. 7-6-4. Nope, she's not. She's got a born on a 9 day, and Renee, that means humanitarian, that you care a lot about what's happening in the world, but also your family is a big priority for you.
Yes.
And then 6-7-7-6-4. Four is, you know, as I said earlier, you overthink everything, Renee. You really do. It's like you just live in that head of yours, and if we're not careful, that can actually promote headaches. You end up getting them?
No, I haven't had headaches for a long time.
That's right. So next time you get a headache, look around you and see who's around, and who is it that made you feel wrong about what you were thinking? That's what happens.
Okay.
Even you, if you're too self-critical, that can cause an actual headache.
Yeah.
So that's not uncommon for the four. Your home is important. Security is important. And the good news is you're in a personal year of four, because I take that from the month and day reduced to one digit.
Uh-huh.
So 6, 9, 6 plus 9, 15, 1 plus 5 is 6.
Okay.
Added to the world number 7, 6 plus 7 is 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. I already said you're a four life path. So this is your year, Renee, to do what you want to do. So tell me, what are you thinking of doing?
Going back to work, but I don't know what yet, but... my name is also a four. I've done my name on the birth certificate, and that adds up to a four.
Well, that's a destiny number.
Is it?
Okay, but you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
If your destiny number is a four and your life path's a five, plus four is nine. Nine's your maturity number, which means you not only do you want to go back to work, but you actually want to affect a change. Like, when you leave the planet, you want to feel you actually made a difference, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your maturity number. I would embrace that number nine if I were you. Because it means all are welcome, you're trying to touch everybody.
Isn't my life path four and my name a four? Would that be
Twilight Zone for me? I keep looking at a five here, Renee.
That's okay. So
there's one other reason I keep picking up five, just so you know.
Okay.
Spell your name, Renee.
That's what I did wrong. No, it's not Renee. It's my birth certificate. It's Maureen. Renee is the name I use. So
okay, but what was it? What is the name you go by right now?
Both with the family members, whichever family members I'm around.
Well, okay, so now it's become the Twilight Zone for me, because I'm looking at Renee Energy, which is all fives all over it. But that's not what you go by ever?
Just with friends.
How was I given the name Renee, Ted?
That's actually the name I use a lot, but the name on my birth certificate is Maureen.
Okay. So here's how it works. Remember I said each letter has a number?
Yes.
So you've still got M is 4, A is 1, U is 3, R is 9, EEN is 555.
Yes.
So 5 is still a big part of who you are, but you're right. If it's a 4 life path with a 4, then your maturity number is 8.
Okay.
Now I have to ask you, from a political point of view, how do you feel what's happening in the world right now?
I think I try to get it from a higher perspective. I look way up and look down at it, and it's.
Uh-huh.
I think it's all meant to be happening, whatever's happening,
whether
I like it
or not. Because I would tell you, since you have an 8 maturity number,
uh-huh.
you're actually supposed to, if you feel strongly about something, it is part of your job to do something about it, Maureen.
Okay. All right.
I hate to interrupt my friends, but we have other callers, and I do want to get them in.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, great, Renee. Thank you so much for calling. One quick question, Glennis, before we go on to our next caller, and that is, let's say you have a zip code, for example, let's throw it out, 98105, which is, or 98837. Does that affect the location of a home environment as well along the street address, or is that different?
If you start breaking down everything, like your Social Security, how much did you weigh, you're going to hang yourself or jump off a bridge. You know, you don't want to go number crazy.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I mean?
Okay. Sure,
like the way I laid out my books, I simplified it so that you could apply it to your life. Because there are numbers everywhere, Ted. Like, here's me. I can't help myself on this one. When I'm in my car, I break down license plates. And if a car is toxic to me, I move. You see how crazy that is? I don't wish that for anybody.
Okay, my friend. Well, I'm just making hypothetical. Okay, great. Well, let's move on to the next caller then.
Yes.
Welcome to the Out of This World radio program. You're on the phone with Glennis McCants, the world's best numerologist. Hello.
We've got Graham in Bellevue on the line now.
Okay, thank you so much, Eric. Graham, hi, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Graham. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I was just wondering what I could expect for this year, and I was wondering what maybe my overall number is, I guess.
What is your full date of birth, Graham?
2/11/61.
2/11/61. Okay, so the fact that you were born the 11th, that is considered a master number in numerology. Have you known that about yourself?
Well, I wasn't sure because I added the numbers up, and I think it came up to like a 3 or something like that.
But right. No, you're correct in saying your life path is a 3. I'm only talking about the day you're born. You're born the 11th?
I had heard that 11 is a master number.
It is. But what it means is when you have an 11, you should trust your gut instinct. Like when you second guess yourself, that's where you go wrong. Graham.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe you meet someone and say, gee, maybe I'm being too critical. Like you don't feel good about them. You're like, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And then later they turn out to disappoint you because you knew it from the gate. Have you noticed that in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a gift. That's a gift in your numerology that you need to pay attention to. Your life path number is a 3. And that there's just no way you're not funny, Graham. The 3 is a funny person. You know, even as a little kid, you were goofy. There's a goofy side. And if life gets too serious, you want to make it funny somehow. True?
That's true, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And then your attitude number 4 is, tell me what I need to know. Like, you don't like surprises, per se. You'd rather know, what do you guys want me to do, and you'll get it done. But if your deal-breaker, Graham, is a liar. When someone's dishonest with you, that's not healthy. Like, you need to let that person go. It's hard to forget it because you feel like you try to always be honest. Like, you walk in integrity, and you expect the same in return. True?
Yeah, that's real big with me.
Okay. And then the final thing to tell you, you're in a personal year cycle of 2, but it's that master number 11, too. So what are you thinking of doing? Like, is there relationship stuff happening, Graham? Are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay, how's it going in that marriage right now? How do you feel about it?
It's going pretty good, I think.
Okay, because this is a year, when you're in a year of 2, it's a time to look at all relationships. Like, how can I improve them? How can I make them better? It's about being more loving, being more intimate. That phrase, intimacy means into me I see. So the more you are willing to give of yourself, the better it will be in your marriage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I see, Ted.
Interesting. Fascinating. You say some most interesting and profound things, Glennis. Really interesting. I love your perspective
on life.
Very, very interesting. You're one of the most interesting guests we've ever had on the program, to be honest. And
you know, when you talked earlier about numerology, there's something you said that I so agree with. I get letters where people say, you are to numerology what Linda Goodman was to astrology.
Oh, wow.
And it's true. It is true, because like you said, Glennis, numerology wasn't that popular, but you seem to have popularized it. And that's, look, this is all God-given, by the way. I have nothing but faith in God. I pray every single day, always.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah, always have. I say, Father, with you I can do anything. Without you I can do nothing. So please be with me at all times. But on that note, when I read people, I'm divinely guided, and I'm just a vehicle. Like, it's coming right through me. So I think numerology needed a voice.
Absolutely.
And that's where I come in.
Well, I think the purpose of my program is to raise human consciousness, and that's my ultimate goal in a positive way, because I think our future is very, very bright for humanity.
Yes.
And you're right on the forefront to help people determine their destinies, determine which career or love relationship works best for them. That's the best thing that we can ask for right now, and I think it's only going to get better in the future. Sure, there's
that's
a lot
right.
of tough things out there, but I don't look at them as insurmountable. Nostradamus, the famous 16th century prophet, lived in France many years ago. He said that after the 2030s, 2040s, we would have 1,000 years of golden prosperity and spiritual advancement. And
wonderful.
After that, we would basically move off planet as a civilization.
Interesting.
So that's what
that
he said.
That would not
sure.
surprise me. And there's another thing I want to tell you. When the millennium happened, when we shift into 2000, the number 2 is sensitive. It's like got the sensitivity of the woman. It's got a gentle spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing out there. Like, we still have to balance it out and figure out what that means.
Sure.
But there's a lot of compassion. The problem, have you noticed the yin and the yang? It's like those that are finally getting breaks and being treated better, if you're not catching up to them, now they're furious. And I'm like, wait, it doesn't work that way, Ted. We have to find a way to love all of us.
Right.
We have
that's
to find
true.
A way to say, okay, we can agree to disagree. You're not like me. That's okay. Instead of, if you don't think like I do, you need to be punished.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is wrong. And we have that
true.
Floating around right now. It's really interesting to watch. But I agree with you. When it comes right down to it, you can make a difference. Each one of us, one at a time, by being kind and good to each other, we can affect a change.
Absolutely. I had one of my guests a week ago was Christine Day. She's been in contact with the Pleiadians for the last 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
She brought a live Pleiadian from the Pleiades civilization onto the program, and they do time travel. And he said her Pleiadian friend said that those who do who are sensitive to the planet and do express compassion for each other will thrive in this new era coming.
That's right.
That's happening right now. But those who are into violence and control will. And I think the word that she used was exit. And there's no such thing as death, but they will be. Their souls will be lived out on another Earth-like planet where they will live out their karma. And,
that's exactly right. You know, it is about that when I said about the two energy, which was feminine, well, think of the mother who gives birth, you know, the purity of a mom loving a child. That's what we are all becoming. We are all supposed to be nurturing one another.
Right.
And the ones that are, remember I said thank God or think they're God? The one playing God, they're out. They're diminished.
Right.
They will lose that power. Yeah, it's ugly.
Well, I think all of us on this planet are looking for a change for the better, and that's why. And I think, and I thank so many of my listeners around the world, in the United States and Canada, and many other countries, listening now, that there are brighter times for us in the future. I just want to say quickly, we'll be going on to our next. We're taking a break here in a couple of minutes, but I just want to say that to please stay tuned. We will have Lee Moorhead, one of the best psychics on the East Coast, coming to us live from South Carolina in a few minutes. But Glynis, I want to give you the floor, and I'm sorry, my apologies for not being able to get everyone in today, but I want to give you the floor. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I want you to give the final comments and talk as long as you like.
All right. So what I would say, I, of course, invite people to check out numberslady.com, www.numberslady.com. There is a thing called the media page. I'd like them to check it out because I've done some really fun stuff on shows like Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil. So here we all deal with, whether it's astrology, time travel, numerology. They want to put us in a box and say, well, that's not mainstream. But yes, sure. It is, because we are mainstream. We are here to touch everyone's life. And it's really fun to watch those videos, because you watch people like Dr. Oz and Dr. Phil sit there with their mouth wide open and learning, going, wow, I never considered that before. I never saw it that way. And I know everyone listening, those who feel they may have a gift, whatever that may be, the psychic ability, sometimes you just have to find the right tool to open your third eye. But once it's open, of course you can fall right into this. And the other thing I say, be happy about the ones that are gifted. Remember that you have been born with your own gift. And if you try to emulate someone else or imitate what they do, you will leave no footprints in the sand. Really important to know that your gift. It reminds me of The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy would say, there's no place like home, and she was already home.
Oh, okay.
That's a biggie. I also have a free newsletter, by the way, at numbersity.com. They can sign up. I always tell you what's in store for the month by the numbers to get you ready
wonderful.
For each month.
Wonderful. You can also go to my program website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just find Glennis's name there, Glennis McCants, and click on her name, and you'll go right to her biography and her website. There is something real interesting. I don't know how much time we have left, but David, we're getting close to the end. Well, anyway, Glennis, thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you have a wonderful, happy day. I'd love to have you on again soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you.